Now, Keith is in Peterborough. Hello, Keith.
Yes, good evening, Chris, and good evening, Dave. My father, who's now 90, has a very peculiar little object. He's an ex-electrician and likes gadgets, and he's got this little object on his window facing the sun. It consists of a glass tower, almost the shape of the Eiffel Tower, in the centre of which is a glass bulb about 5 centimetres diameter with a pip on the top of it. Suspended in this bulb is a set of vanes, 4, in diamond shape in pattern, and they attach to a glass rod which seems to be sitting without touching 2 glass bearings. When the sun hits them, one side of each of these 4 blades seems to be coated with a material and it spins rapidly.
Yes, it turns in a circle, and it's amazing to think this thing can turn just by sunlight shining on it.
Put it together.
Yes, because there's no motor in there. It's just literally balanced on this tiny needle point, and it spins around in the sun. How does it do it? Well, if you look closely at those vanes, at those panels, you'll see that they have a light side and a dark side.
Right.
So one side is soaking up the light, the other is reflecting it. And this is the best evidence there really is, that light can be both a particle and a wave, because light can impact a punch or a kick when it hits something, and it can push it along. And this is literally the light pushing this thing along. It's called a solar radiometer.
The light does exert a pressure. You get light pressure, and people are talking about building solar sails so you can make a space craft, send it up to space. Light will bounce off it, and you'll get a very tiny push by each photon of light bouncing into it and pushing it back. However, the Crookes radiometers, which are what you've got, work in a slightly different way. They've got 2 sides, one side's shiny, one side's black. And if the sunlight hits a black side, it's going to heat up more than when it hits a shiny side. And there's a very, very low pressure gas inside the radiometer. And when the light if it's a very precious gas is near the hot side, then it's going to get hot, expand, and get pushed away, and therefore push the radiometer around a bit. But if it hits the shiny side, it's not going to be nearly as hot, so it doesn't get nearly as much kick. So the black side gets pushed back, and the shiny side gets pushed forward, and it spins around.
So there you have it.
Amazing item.
It's pretty cool, isn't it?
One final word, Chris. I was very fortunate to win your book about 2 years ago.
Fortunate. Never mind.
I've donated it to one of the local schools.
Oh, yeah.
So if there is one going spare...
No wonder educational standards are falling.
Another copy.
I said no wonder educational standards are going down. Look, great to have you on the show. I'll see what I can do for you, Keith.
Chris, I'm very much obliged.
Thank you for joining us on The Naked Scientist.